The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My feet are bloody and I actually paid extra to have the scabs on my toes. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
That sounds like a Taylor Swift lyric. I go by Anthony A.
No, I went and got this pedicure and my regular place was closed. So I was like, wait, let's look for a place in our neighborhood. And we found this fancy schmancy place. I knew it was going to be a little spendy, but I didn't know what to pick. I just picked the first one the lady said to pick. Way too much money.
Oh. Tell them how much it was, Dana.
Oh,
because
no.
This is the part that, like, interests me the most.
I paid $281 for my feet to bleed.
What? $281.
Dang.
Well, it was a mani-pedi. It wasn't just, and it was gel, and it was, like, extra everything. I don't know. I would have never chosen. Bad. It was extra bad, Anthony. I paid for extra bad. So, anyway, I'm going to have to work extra. Poor automatic. Sitting in the chair. She's doing my hands, and this is great. The hands, I mean, we're talking 2 hours of luxury time. Yeah. But the woman doing my feet was cutting all around my toes. She kept filing, and the nail file would hit the top of my feet.
Mm.
It's been like a while. Last night, I removed the final scab on my second toe on the right foot.
So to quote the great Rock of Flock of Flame, she was going hard in the paint.
It was
on your
awful.
Feet.
Anthony,
that's tough, Dana. Let me
translate that.
Okay, go ahead.
She was being too rough.
I do have a question now, because when it comes to that type of service, the conversation a little bit matters. Were they friendly? Because sometimes
she was super nice, and I kept telling her, you're hurting me. So I couldn't be mean because she was so nice, and she was like, okay.
That is worse.
No, girl, stop.
That is worse when they're nice but with their personality but bad at their craft.
After about 10 minutes, my foot got numb. I didn't even feel it anymore.
You remember that time where I was getting I don't get my feet done or my hands done very
often.
I'm
so against it.
But I was getting my feet done, and they bring out like the cheese grater thing, and she started doing the bottom of my feet. And I told the woman, I was like, that hurts. Stop. She keeps doing it. I couldn't walk for like 3 days.
That was because your feet look like irons.
Yeah, you know what? That's more of like a beauty is pain thing.
Yeah, because your feet, I felt sorry for
my
that
feet
woman.
Are protected. I could walk on fire.
You really could, Automatic. You really could. Yeah. I just love getting manis and pedis, and I wish Automatic would get more
of
them.
Yeah, we should all go as a show. You guys should go see my girl, Wendy. It's the one spot, definitely not expensive.
You have a girl? Her name is Wendy?
Her name's Wendy. Well, I don't know if that's the name. That's the name of the salon. All right, it's right next to the taco. I don't really know the ladies' names, but we could all go. It's definitely waiting. We could all get taken care of for how much you paid.
For $281.
We could bring the whole show. Jesse, Chewy, everyone come with us.
Oh, Automatic almost had a heart attack when the bill came.
I was ready to dash and dine. Let's just go.
Can't dash with her feet all bleeding, though, dude.
Manny and Marathon. National Day, Anthony A.
We have National Houseplant Appreciation Day for all my plant poppies and mommies out there.
Love my plants. I have one bamboo plant that I've had for about 13 years now.
She's a money plant. And Automatic, you've also taken care of the latest plant I was gifted. You're the plant guy.
You're the green thumb
in the Casa house.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Bittersweet Chocolate Day, which is the chocolate you have in your chocolate chip cookies.
Yes. Bittersweet chocolate is one level down below dark chocolate. It contains 70% of cacao. Cacao indigenous to where? Mexico! This part of the world! All right, get ready for that down in the DM
after this.
I know, that was like, you were way too excited to talk about a chocolate chip.
Shoot, imagine not having chocolate. Let's get excited.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't miss being a single mother even a little bit. It might be one of the hardest jobs, if not the hardest job in the world. And when I read this story about single mom Renee Brown, she was working at Energy Stadium Christmas Eve. I get it. Working Christmas Eve, oh my gosh, I used to have to do that. I worked at a jewelry store and I worked for commission, so I would have to, you know, that was one of the biggest nights I would have to do that so I could buy food and gifts and everything else. It was hard though, leaving my daughter. And that's what Renee talks about in this article that I read. She said she was upset. She had to leave her 9-year-old, but they had some hard times. So she's like, look, I'm going to do this. Instead of baking cookies with you, I'm going to go make some money. And Post Malone was there. It was the night before the Beyonce concert, or the Texans game, as some people call it anyway. Post Malone, Shaboozy came out. It was a beautiful moment. And she served Post. And she said he was so kind, took video with her, selfies, everything. He said, hey, where's the bill? She said, oh, your crew took care of it. He's like, oh, I'll leave you a tip. So she rings up a dollar, which me, I was a waitress bartender for many years. Probably thought he's going to leave me $100. Post Malone left Renee Brown $20,000 as a tip. And she said it changed her life.
Of course it did. That's a lot of money.
I got chills just thinking about it. He didn't have to do that. She didn't have to talk about it. She's doing it because she wants to give him his props. You know, he's a good person. How many times have we sat down and talked to Post?
We've interviewed Post a lot of times, and every single time, he's just a good dude.
Nicest guy ever. I remember in no way did this man leave me 20 grand, but I was talking about being a single mom. I was working as a waitress, and I did not have a lot of money. I barely made it to work that day, and I had like $2 cash. And I thought, man, I hope I get some good tips today so I can put some gas in my car and buy some groceries. And there was this little old man who came in, and he ordered a coffee, and I gave him his cafecito, and then we just started chatting, and I brought him some chips and salsa, too. He didn't have anything else, though, and he left. Left me $100.
Hey, that's what's up.
Oh, I was like, yes!
Let's go.
Yes, he didn't know what was going on in my life. You never know.
You never do know.
Whose life you're changing.
That's a beautiful story. I'll tell you guys about the unhoused man who asked me for money outside of the laundromat.
No, Anthony.
Yeah, so I was doing, that's where my life's at. I still go to a laundromat. Shout out to everybody at the laundromat. I was leaving a laundromat with $10 worth of quarters in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
And a homeless homie walks up to me and he goes, hey, what up, OG? Can I borrow some change? And at that point, I had to stop and think to myself, what the hell did this fool just call me?
An OG.
He called me an OG.
He called you an old man.
And he called me an old man. I'm like, hey, listen here, bro. All right? So this is what I'm telling you.
You need fillers.
Yeah, that's the only thing I heard, dude. And then I put my hand on my $10 worth of quarters and act like I didn't have any. Don't insult me there. All right, buddy? All right? Don't call me no OG.
That's right.
Still very much a G.
I'm not giving you a tip.
Yeah, bro. I'll give you something.
But
dog.
You took it there.
No, I kept all my quarters, dude. I kept all my quarters. Yeah, shout out to Post Malone.
I gotta catch my breath. We'll be back after this. Sponsored by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
When I was little, I didn't like that my mom moved around a lot. We're discussing negative experiences as children that we've learned to turn into a positive. And let me tell you why. I was raised by my nana. I want to make that clear. But my mom moved a lot for work. My nana, she was determined that I have a good relationship with my mom, which I do. She'll follow her.
And that was hard on you as a kid?
Because you can't make friends when you go to 12 different elementary schools or 4 different junior highs or 3 different high schools. It's hard to make friends. And I was always called a weirdo or whatever because here comes this new kid. And I was really into reading.
It's hard to be the new kid.
And I'm an only child, so I'm a little different, a little bit odd.
And you were kind of like a nerd, too, right?
Oh, totally nerd. I like school. I like to read.
Oh, gross. Imagine having a new girl show up to class and she's like overachieving.
That's what it was.
Nobody likes you.
I was that girl.
Up in the status quo? Oh, annoying.
Trying to ruin the curve over here.
Yeah, exactly. But what it taught me, the life lesson is that, for one thing, school friends are great, but they're often temporary. When you grow up, you don't hang out with those people every day. And any parent in the car knows that's true. Number two, opportunity doesn't come to you. You got to go get it. And that's what my mom did. She wanted a better life. And so now for me, ambition is just part of who I am.
It's as someone says ambition, I think of that Tupac song. On the street.
Oh, I know.
Also, Dana, do you feel like that constant change as a child also gave you the ability to accept the unknown as an adult?
Absolutely.
That's something I've always held in high regard towards you, that you're not afraid of the unknown, or you're not afraid to take chances.
Your ability to adapt.
I am ready for change. I am most uncomfortable when things get comfortable. Does that make sense?
Okay, that was a little Gary V-ish, bro.
Follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Don't invest in your Bitcoin now.
Hey, you know what? Listen to this YouTuber. He is a man who grew up with no father, and he decided to turn that negative experience into a positive.
You know, at some point in your life, you will need to wear a suit, you know, whether for a job interview or a wedding. So this will be good information for you to have.
And then he goes on and shows you how to wear a suit. You know, when you sit down, you unbutton. When you stand up, you button. He does all these things.
Only the top button. I just learned that from this guy.
Yeah, Automatic didn't know. And you still don't know how to tie a tie.
On that note, and on the theme of what we're talking about, too, I did spark a memory for me. It was when I was in high school. I remember walking into a store in the mall. I won't mention it. And they directed me to the Dickies section. And they're like, oh, here, Anthony. Here's the stuff that you would like to wear. We got more stuff on clearance over here. And I just happened to walk in and I was like, whoa, that was like some nice backhanded racism. And it really made me feel low. But what it did was make me understand that fashion a lot of times is your first introduction to anybody.
It is.
So then for I learned how to tie a tie. I learned how to make sure that I was always dressed for any type
of
occasion.
You were on a tie kick when we met you.
No, bow ties. Anthony would rock the bow ties.
I was on a tie up until I started doing morning radio. And then I was
too early.
You know, I'm coming in my pajamas, dog.
I'm just trying to find out where them Dickies on clearance are. Anyway, here's another gentleman on TikTok who grew up fatherless and decided, I'm going to talk to boys and men who may be missing that fatherly figure.
About 4 years ago, people on TikTok started calling me dad.
So, if you want to learn basic life skills or how I deal with the highs and lows of life, or if you want to learn more about Jesus, come join the family and stay for a while. I know that I can never replace a real father, so you don't have to call me dad if you do not want to.
I'll see you later. I love you.
When I hear another man tell another man, I love you. Because when you're a young boy, those words from your father mean something. I never had that from my dad, but I had that from my Uncle Frankie, and it meant everything to me. That father figure to say, I love you.
I was lucky. I actually got to grow up with a father in my house, and he always told me he loved me, which, I mean, I think it made a difference.
Even as an adult, automatic, I remember. Otto came in here. He put the audio in. He said, God, I'm so emotional. If you'd like to follow these two men, please hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I will send you their links. And remember, negative, you can turn into a positive very easily. Don't dwell on it. Learn from it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to say that I have never in my life paid $281 for a mani-pedi, nor should any sane person. This was a complete accident.
Yeah, that seems like almost three times what I'm paying.
It is, Anthony. When I saw the bill, I knew automatic was going to throw a fit. Rightfully so. I picked the wrong mani-pedi. I didn't know. Looking for a place
got
to
a
go.
Hustled, didn't you?
I did. Damn. They hustled me. And okay, fine, whatever. I'm thinking.
I knew it was
going to
be expensive
here,
though, because the second we walked in this place, it was the fanciest mani-pedi place I'd ever
so
been in.
Fancy bougie
sinks and stuff like that.
Schmancy. Sitting in the chair, and she's doing my hands, and it feels good. She's doing my feet, and she cuts my feet up. I'm telling her the entire 2 hours. Anyway, long story short, 4 weeks later, the last scab just fell off of my right toe. Oh. It almost made me want to just start doing my hands and feet again like I used to. I used to be fine doing my hands and feet on my own.
Great execution of long story short. You summed up 4 weeks right there. That was really good.
4 weeks of one, bloody feet that I paid extra for.
One eternity later.
Yeah.
Dana, so are you going to go back to this lady, or are you going to go to a new
place? Are you going to go back to doing it on your own?
I will go back to this place. I will specifically tell them I don't want that woman, and I'm going to pick the number two mani and pedi, which is only $89.
Okay.
Wait, hold on, automatic. You brought something up. Dana Cortez, you could do pedicures on your own?
Yes.
No, you
oh,
just
could.
My feet were busted. No, they weren't. I am not
good. I've seen you do it before.
No, you have not ever seen me do my own feet or hands. That was another girl. Wrong girl, automatic. Wrong girl.
I've seen you do it.
Never.
I've seen you paint your nails.
Never.
Oh, God. Suddenly, the Dana's feet bleeding is not the worst thing in this conversation anymore. It's my bad.
Some's going to be bleeding later.
What I was trying to get at is I had interest in doing my own pedicure. I didn't know I could do that.
You can.
You never cut your own toenails before?
Well, I've cut my own toenails, but not
that's
like
a pedicure, sort of.
Well, then, yeah. Then I've done that as well. But I've had failures when it comes to at-home grooming, so I'm a little hesitant to get into it. Back in my day, I used to play sports. I don't look athletic now, but I was.
Anthony.
And me and my homies did this thing where, like, we would shave our legs.
It was a thing.
It was a thing.
You were a swimmer?
No, I was a football player.
It was a football thing for tape and sports in general.
That's the excuse we use, but I had
basketball players to do. Everyone was doing it.
I had really nice calves that deserved to be shown in the proper light with a shaved leg.
I was going to say, ankle tape does not go all the way to your knee.
Listen, the first time I tried to shave my own legs, I cut the back of my ankle.
Oh, that little bone right there?
Oh, my God. I got so scared. Dude, I thought I was going to die.
Because it doesn't stop
bleeding. I thought you were going to bleed out or something?
Yes, I did. Ooh.
Home you know, grooming can
okay,
go
home
wrong.
Grooming. So I used to cut my own hair when I was like 18, 19 years old because I was just broke. I would just went to the store and bought like a $10 clipper and I would just go for it. I couldn't fade it, couldn't do anything. It was like I had my roommate, he would just like clean up the back. That was
just a little buzz cut basically automatic?
Remember my pandemic haircut?
Oh, no.
We made a video out of that one.
I tried blocking it because he decided to cut his own hair in the backyard and I thought, okay, cool. But then he comes and this is the phrase he uses. line me up, Dana.
Edge. She might as well have put a bowl on my head and started cutting.
It was awful. I can't draw a straight line. The back was just crooked. It looked like... Oh, do you know the character in Despicable Me? The nerd guy with the glasses?
Yes.
What's his name?
I can't remember.
Vector.
Yes.
Automatic looked just like Vector. He had a Vector haircut. Yeah.
Well, I bet you the other girl gives a good haircut. No. All right, my bad. That was not... I thought it felt good.
You mean his ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
I used to do her own nails.
I was trying to bring it back around. My bad, dude. My bad, dog.
Obviously, it wasn't that good because I got the ring, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.